T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where does this thing go? How should we feel right now? Gentleman who covers the team beautifully for The Athletic joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's Zach Meisel. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Can I just answer all of those questions with a, I have absolutely no idea?
And there we have it,
and it's been a great interview.
Always, sweet. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Always good to bring in the expertise.
That's why I'm smarter today. See ya.
All right, so we hit on some of these things early. Give me your thoughts on this thought. There seems to be I had apathy, for lack of a better word, not the usual buzz that we usually see. Is part of that a Terry Francona factor where I think over the last decade everybody thought, all right, well, they didn't do much, but, man, Terry's going to get the most out of it and we'll be just fine. That's not here now. Is that anything with this?
Maybe an underlying one. Like, he was sort of a safety net, right? But the buzz thing is a direct result of the off season. I mean, I cover this team on a daily basis, and I struggle. People ask me, "What do you think the team's going to do this season?" And I have no idea. If they won 73 games, it wouldn't shock me. If they won 88 games, it wouldn't shock me. There are just a bunch of different paths they could take, and so much is dependent on health, and so much is dependent on young players finally cracking the code in the big leagues. And that stuff is really hard to predict. And because they didn't do anything to, I guess, just alleviate some of the risk involved with that and get more proven commodities on the roster, there's no buzz. There's no excitement. And you just assume the worst. I think we all sort of look at what transpired last year with any team that we follow, and you just assume similar things are going to happen the next year because that's what we have to go off of. So until you actually see something, I mean, in 2022, I don't think there was much buzz for that team either until they signed Jose Ramirez the day before the season started.
You're right.
And then it was like, okay, maybe this team's not going to be good, but at least they got their cornerstone player locked up. And then look at all the young players who blossomed. Like, it's so hard to predict that. And because they're sort of relying on a similar formula this year, I think that leads to the apathy. It leads to the uncertainty. And while I think that there is a really talented young nucleus here that should make them a decent team in the future, I still have questions about how they get there. And I have questions about whether they're going to make the right decisions transactionally to fortify that nucleus and go do what Baltimore is on the verge of doing. Go do what, you know, without all the spending, but Texas has done, where you take your core and you see that it wins, and then you build a juggernaut with it. There are some steps to take to get to that part of the equation, and it's those steps that leave me wondering what this season's going to look like.
I'm trying to sit here and go through, like, okay, what are the biggest questions I'm going to ask myself this season? Steven Vogt is one, and then the other one is, how long is Shane Bieber going to be on this roster?
So Bieber is so interesting because by all accounts, his own coaching staff, I don't want to say he's ever going to get back to 2020 because he was throwing 95. He was striking out 40% of hitters, and that's just not realistic. But if he can throw 92, 93, and he feels confidence in that curveball again, he's an ace. And I think he feels like he's there. And so it just opens up the possibilities. I mean, if he's really good again, no matter where the team standing is in July, you're going to have other teams inquiring about him. And he'd be the perfect addition to a team. You know, he's playoff tested. He's entering it's a contract year. You know, he's as motivated as ever. So that's something they're going to have to ask themselves down the line. Obviously, it depends where they're at in the standings, because he certainly would be valuable to Cleveland too. So it's a weird situation where everybody can benefit if he's good. But I mean, this is his last year here. It's just a matter of, does he have 4 more months here or does he have 6 more months here? And what can he accomplish in that time? Does it mean Cleveland gets a nice haul at the trade deadline, or does it mean they get a draft pick, but maybe they had a successful season? It can be a win-win here. So what was the other question you had?
Oh, no, vote. I'm asking myself these questions too. Like, what are our goals when we think about the season and what we're talking about? And that the fact that Stephen Vogt hasn't managed one game yet in Major League Baseball, I'm excited for him because I like his personality, but that would make him a great captain as a player. I need him to be a great manager, right? And so, like, what's he going to be like as a manager?
Yeah, and I don't think he can answer that yet, because you have to go through so many different things, right? So it's like tonight, get that first one out of the way. You know the speed of the game. You know the decisions you're going to have to make at certain times. You can try to simulate that in spring training, but it's just not the same. And you can try to simulate that when you're shadowing Bruce Bochy or Bob Melvin or Craig Counsell like he did, but it's not the same. So things will pop up. You know what? I'll be curious. What's the first time where he's sitting in the dugout and has a decision to make on a pinch hitter or pulling a pitcher? And you can conference with Carl Willis and Chris Valeka, but you're the one that has to make the decision in the end. So, you know, how he learns from those types of things. And the bigger thing, and this is the thing I think he's more equipped for, which is why I do think in time he's going to be really good at this. But, you know, when you get swept in Los Angeles and you've got a 5-hour flight home and the team is dragging, what do you say to them? And when do you say it? And you have to pull the right levers there and make sure that you have everybody in the right mindset. And I think that's where sort of that, like, that's where that leadership comes in that you're talking about, where a good captain would know the right things to say at the right times. Terry Francona was so good at that, where he didn't need to be in that clubhouse barking at people every day. You know, he was able to build relationships with guys so that they knew he had their best interests in mind. And I think that's what Vogt's really good at, the communication, the connectivity. But again, with a team that takes a while, you can't just be all – you can give a speech where the team wants to run through a brick wall for you on day one, but you still have to be able to motivate them and inspire them on day 137, right? So until you go through that in this role, you know, you don't really know what obstacles are going to pop up, what fires you're going to have to put out, what personalities you're going to have to corral. So there will be some growing pains, some learning for him too. But I do think – I think he's got the ingredients.
Zach Meisel joining us. He covers the Guardians for The Athletic. Brian Rocchio, Tyler Freeman, Bo Naylor, Esteban Florial. Which guy makes the biggest impression this year out of the new guys who might be here for this team? Or new guys, yeah, or young guys who get a full-time shot like Bo Naylor?
I lean toward Freeman and Rocchio. I think Rocchio sort of gets overlooked. I don't really know why. Maybe because we're all tired of the shortstop experiments, and we're waiting on someone to take it and run with it. He could be that guy. He had a really good winter. And he just turned 23, and he hasn't really had much of a shot in the big leagues yet. And remember, it wasn't too long ago where he was drawing comparisons to Francisco Lindor with a similar swing from both sides of the plate, slick fielder. So he's going to have a chance here at the outset to to get the bulk of the playing time at shortstop and prove why he was and really still is a top. I mean, at the Athletic, he's the Guardians' number one prospect, and I think he's top 20 in the league. So there's still some pedigree there with him. And then Freeman is interesting. I mean, he was a top 100 prospect. The hitting tool is supposed to be real. He's another elite contact guy. And it'll be interesting with him in center field. You know, he hadn't played the position until spring training. And he's looked capable out there, but it's a little different when you're on a backfield in Arizona and then you're here in the spacious Oakland outfield and you're thinking, hey, this is where Ricky Henderson used to chase down fly balls. It's a little intimidating. So, you know, we'll see. Like, the big thing for him is if he hits, they'll find a spot for him. You know, maybe at center field. Maybe he winds up at shortstop. Maybe he bounces around. But he needs to be able to take what made him a top 100 prospect, and that's that bat, and translate it to the big leagues. And he hasn't had – I mean, he's played a little bit, but it's like 88 games over 2 years, so it hasn't been consistent. And that's the big thing. Can these guys play five times a week early on and build some momentum, and then they become everyday players? They need a couple of those guys to emerge. Those are the two who I'd say probably have the best chance of doing that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. Go get a nap.
Yeah. I need it. It's a late start.
Hey, Zach, no protesters out there? Are you worried about that or no?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about it, you know, that they're going to just occupy every parking lot around the Coliseum and then not go in. So I think between that and then what you see actually on the inside where – might only be a few thousand people, and I think a bunch of them are going to be wearing Guardian stuff, and everybody's going to be cheering for the opposing manager. It's going to be quite a spectacle to see.
Must see TV. I'll stay up.
There it is. Zach, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Zach.
All right, take care, fellas.
Zach Meisel, The Athletic, covers the Guardians, does a phenomenal job of doing that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.